Time for a side of the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without blasting train sounds from your house for years, becoming a menace to your neighbors, you're doing okay.
Like, choo-choo. Tell me, did the wind sweep you up your feet? That train.
No,
oh.
Actually, no, I'm kidding. It is choo-choo train.
Okay.
Yeah, his name's Gary. He's in L.A. Now, listen, he's been blasting train sounds from his house for months. And he installed these horns on his property, and they blast multiple times a day. So I guess it's a legit train horn, and it has a range of more than 3 miles.
Oh, wow.
So neighbors are like, dude.
Yeah.
They've been calling the cops, ooh. And up until this past week, the cops didn't do anything. They'd come, talk to Gary, and they'd leave.
Like, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You keep it down.
So then the news got involved. They talked to Gary. And Gary's like, it's a personal beef with the police because he claims he's been harassed and threatened by the father of an ex for years, and the police aren't doing anything about it.
Oh.
He does this periodically, several times during the day. It only shuts off when the air runs out because it's blasted by air. Then he turns it back on. It has a range of 3.5 miles. It is an actual train horn.
Yeah, and so this is Gary actually talking about it.
I want justice to be served. I do sincerely apologize to my neighbors. I honestly, to God, I'm so sorry to discomfort you guys in your own homes. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, so he's saying
it's like not against my neighbors. I'm trying to get the attention of the police.
Yes.
I mean, I hear what he's saying. He needs help, but what kind of help does he need?
3 cop cars showed up. They were here for about a half hour. And they all turned around, hopped in their cars, and drove away.
My gosh.
All right, so they're like, okay, mission accomplished. You got their attention. But I guess he's not getting the results.
So Gary was charged. I don't know what he was charged with, but he was released. But the noise
probably disturbing the peace.
Noise should probably stop because the authorities, they took the train horns and burglar alarms out of his house. So
So he's like, fine, I'll just go on eBay and buy more.
Yeah, that's right.
Just feels like a Gary thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without blasting train sounds from your house, becoming a menace to your neighbors, you're doing okay. But honestly, it sounds like Gary's up against the wall. He's like, I don't know how to get anybody's attention here other than doing this. So hopefully he's got
get
the
their attention.
Attention,
though. Like the police came out to visit him. I don't think he's just apparently not getting
the results
he wants.
Right. So hopefully he gets some sort of resolution.
I'm going to keep doing it until you guys do what I need you to do.
Yeah. Yeah. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Would like to know, do you have a wild neighbor story? Something that you're just like, because, you know, you can't really choose your neighbors.
You know, you can't.
You move into an apartment, you move into a house, can't necessarily choose the people who live next to you.
You get what you get.
Yep, exactly. And that can be kind of interesting sometimes. So, yeah, I would love to hear some of your stories, all right? 502-795-1997 is our number, and we will take those stories coming up next.